South Sudan faces a catastrophic hunger crisis, with conflict and economic collapse threatening millions. Over 7.5 million people, more than half the population, will face severe hunger during the 2026 lean season. This is not a natural disaster, it's a crisis driven by those in power, as warned by the IPC report released November 5, 2025. Violence remains the primary driver of hunger, a pattern repeating across Africa where leaders weaponize starvation. Currently, 5.97 million people, 42% of the population, face acute food insecurity. 28,000 people in Luakpini, Nasir, and Fangak counties face catastrophic Phase 5 conditions, one step from declared famine. Over 2.1 million children and 1.15 million pregnant and breastfeeding women are expected to suffer acute malnutrition by June 2026. FAO Representative Meshack Malo explained that hunger stems from disrupted agricultural systems, despite South Sudan's potential to feed itself. Conflict prevents farmers from reaching fields, and violence disrupts markets, displacing entire communities. In western Equatoria alone, 150,000 people were displaced by recent conflict, unable to plant crops or tend livestock. The economic collapse exacerbates the crisis. The South Sudanese pound has lost nearly 95% of its value. Food prices have skyrocketed while wages have disappeared, making survival impossible for many families. Meanwhile, those in power in Juba feast and secure their futures through weapons purchases and stolen wealth. To understand why South Sudan hungers today, we must understand how Britain designed hunger into the region during colonization. The British pursued a divide-and-rule policy, separating southern Sudanese provinces from the north and deliberately slowing their development. While the British invested heavily in the Arab north, they deliberately neglected the south, claiming it was not ready for the modern world. Colonial education policies further reflected this separation, ensuring southerners had limited access to opportunities. The Second Sudanese Civil War, from 1983 to 2005, deliberately used starvation to force the south into submission. Over 2 million lives were lost due to violence, famine, and disease connected to this war, a systematic weaponization of hunger. In 2011, South Sudan gained independence, but the celebration lasted only 2 years before political infighting erupted into violence. By 2017, the first famine since independence was declared, leaving 100,000 people on the verge of starvation. Despite a 2018 peace deal, violence continues, and the hungry multiply, with 7 million South Sudanese facing food insecurity by 2019. Renewed clashes in 2025 have resulted in nearly 2,000 fatalities and displaced over 445,000 individuals. This is not inevitable. It is a choice made by leaders who have learned to govern through violence and starvation.